All right, welcome back into the show. Yesterday, we had on Sean Mernon. He is the play-by-play voice for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. And we saw Jack Caglione get the call up. Down in AA, he hit .322. He had an on-base percentage of .394. He had 152 ABs, hit 9 home runs. He leads the Cactus League in RBIs at 43. He had a very, very good stint down in AA at Northwest Arkansas. Well, now he is moving on up to the AAA squad. He will be in Omaha. Earlier today, J.J. Piccolo was on the midday show, and here's what he had to say about Jack Caglione.
Yeah, well, to be honest, like, nothing changed. He just continued to dominate Double-A baseball. You know, it was really good to see. He's, you know, we all know he hits the ball extremely hard, and that's his, you know, superpower. But we started to see some improvement in some of the decisions he was making on what pitches to hit and what pitches to lay off. And quite honestly, the level just wasn't good enough for him the way he was playing over an extended period of time. So we thought it was time for him to take the next step. You know, AAA, the pitching's better. Pitchers can game plan, but more importantly, follow a game plan better than AA pitchers because they're older, smarter, more experienced, and that's the right next step in his journey to the big leagues.
When you guys drafted him last summer, I mean, if I would have told you then, like, the ideal – quote unquote timeline, even just to get to AAA. Like, is this kind of best case scenario for him to get up to AAA this quickly?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, over however many years I've done this, I don't know how many players that we've had in their first full season that go to AA and just really dominate the league and now are in AAA. Obviously, Brandon Finnegan back in 2014 was a different situation. He was a pitcher and we brought him right to the big leagues pretty much after a stop in AA. But you know, this is the first that I can recall, and just happy that he's doing what he's doing. I mean, a lot of credit goes to our scouting department in identifying Jack with the 6th pick last year and have a lot of confidence in moving forward and selecting him. And Jack has exceeded expectations. You know, we knew he was good, but until he gets out there and plays, you don't know how good he really is or how long it's going to take for him to get to AAA. But certainly he's on a fast track, clearly.
I know even in the front office, as you're getting a little bit of the comparison game, like our morning show host mentioned Adam Dunn. What, for you guys, who do you kind of envision Jack Caglione, who does he remind you of in the big league levels? Is there anybody that he kind of comps to?
Yeah, I mean, Adam Dunn I can see because of the power, but Jack is going to be a more complete hitter than Adam. Adam struck out a lot. I mean, very good major league player. I think he's going to be able to control the zone better than that. You know, honestly, like what we hope he develops into, and I'm not saying this is who he is. This is what we would like to see is some version of a Pete Alonso. I mean, that's, you know, a left-handed version of Pete Alonso. Pete makes a lot of good plate decision or pitch decisions. He's got massive power. You know, he's turned himself into a pretty good defender at first base. I mean, and coincidentally, those two went to the same high school, you know, so it's kind of weird. You know, that would be excellent for us, you know, and really, you know, the thing we don't want Jack to do is to try to be anybody but himself. I know that the comp game, we do it in the scouting world all the time, and it's just part of it. But Jack needs to be himself, you know, whatever version that of Jack that it allows him to be the best major league player he can be. That's what we'd be happy with that.
I'm telling you right now, if they believe that Jack Caglione can be Pete Alonso, that is a win for all parties. Pete Alonso is a 4-time All-Star and won National League Rookie of the Year. And oh yeah, he's won the Home Run Derby a couple of times. Like, if you're telling me that that's what they think he can turn out to be, yes. Like, if you were looking at his 162 game average, I have it pulled up right now on Pro Baseball Reference. Over the course of a year, Pete Alonso hits .252 with a .343 on base percentage. He averages 43 home runs and 113 RBIs for a season. If they think that's who he could be, yes. if that's who they think he is going to be or could project to be, he will not be down in Omaha for too much longer. Now, Pete Alonso got up at 24 years old. I believe that we'll see Jack Caglione before he's 24 years old. But he hit the ground running. Pete Alonso hit 53 home runs in his rookie season with 120 RBIs. He hit 53 home runs as a rookie at 24 years old. If that's who they are projecting Jack Caglione to be, and I understand it's a player comparison, you're going to use best case scenario, I'll take 80% of what Pete Alonso has turned out to be. That is by far and away, Rob, the best case scenario if you are trying to project what a prospect could turn into.
I mean, I think we all kind of knew this, but now J.J. McCullough is putting an actual comparison to it. It sounds like they think that Jack Caglione has prodigious power. Like Pete Alonso, it just mashes the baseball. You mentioned that 53 home run season. He averages 40 a year. Like, if the Royals believe that they are getting a 40 home run guy in Jack Caglione, wow. I mean, I still think that's a lesser baseball player than Bobby Witt, but you're telling me in Kansas City, you might have left-handed Pete Alonso, and we know Bobby Witt Jr. is locked in for the foreseeable future. We oftentimes on this show talk about pillars. Like, what are the pillars of the team? What are the pillars we talk about in the back, the pillars of the show? If the Royals believe they have Pete Alonso as left-handed Jack Caglione, and you have Bobby Witt, you have pillars of the offense for a long time. And I haven't even mentioned the fact that Mikel Garcia is 26 and hitting well. Vinny Pasquantino's a player that has shown a major league ability. Like, that is, wow. I mean, again, you're right. No one's going to be like, yeah, we think he's going to be just okay. But
that's
just
also
the
not
idea.
Factoring in the possibility that you just add an impact bat and that comes from elsewhere. Like, we're just talking about in-organization upgrades. If you were telling me that you have right now the second-best player in the American League, you also think you have Pete Alonso in your farm system, if you spend a little bit of money in free agency, your 2, 3, 4, and 5 hitter, if we are including Vinny Pasquantino in this, you are as good as any team this side of the New York Yankees if we are talking about the heart of your lineup. Let's not forget Mikel Garcia, who you just mentioned. If that's who you think he can turn out to be, it is no wonder why the excitement level is so high, not just in the organization, but with you guys, the fans. You guys are really excited about Jack Caglione, and they're certainly not trying to put any water on the fire if that's who you think he could potentially be.